Welcome to this very special series I'm calling Stop Surviving. This series is for every ambitious working mom who feels stuck in the loop. Oh, I just got to get through the day where I'm juggling so much work, kids, laundry, meetings, and somewhere in there, you know, you're supposed to feel successful, grateful, fulfilled, right? But instead, what you often feel is overwhelmed, exhausted, reactive, and disconnected from the life you've worked so hard to build. This series is about what happens when you stop operating in survival mode and start actually living again, where you take back control of work-life balance. I'm going to walk you through the most powerful and transformative results that women experience inside my group program, Ambitious and Balanced. We'll talk about the internal calm, taking back time for yourself, getting out of burnout and creating boundaries, actually feeling successful, and rebuilding confidence. If any of this speaks to you, I want you to know that the September cohort of Ambitious and Balanced is open right now. A few spots are already filled, and I only hit 10 women. And once I do, the doors will close. So if you are tired of feeling like you're treading water and you're ready to feel calm, in control, confident, alive again, then you can go to my website, www.RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com/ambitious and balanced to learn more and book a strategy call or grab one of those last spots. Are you ready? Let's get to it. Welcome to the Ambitious and Balanced Working Moms Podcast, your go-to resource for integrating your career ambitions with life as a mom. I'm distilling down thousands of coaching conversations I've had with working moms just like you, along with my own personal experience as a mom of two, and sharing the most effective tools and strategies to help you quickly feel calm, confident, and in control of your ambitious working mom life. You ready? Let's get to it. Working moms, I'm excited to be talking about time with you today. And as you know, we are in the middle of the Stop Surviving series, where I am walking you through what's possible when you actually pursue relentlessly a life of balance. I'm using examples from my clients and the women that are in my current Ambitious and Balanced cohort. I'm also walking you through the process of what it takes to actually achieve the results that we're talking about here in this series. So a couple of weeks ago, we talked about work-life balance, creating sort of internal calm and ending the negative chatter. And last week, I interviewed Enna and we talked about how work-life balance really allows you to take back control of your boundaries and get you out of burnout and allows you to actually feel like a human being again. And today, we're going to be talking about reclaiming your time. Because on some fundamental level, this is what work-life balance is all about, right? It's about having time to do things outside of work, whether that's paid work or unpaid work, right? It's about having time or a sufficient amount of time to be with your family, to be with your husband or partner, to work out, to have hobbies, to have a life outside of work, right? When you're in survival mode or feeling consistently burned out or exhausted, time doesn't feel like something you own. With each cohort of Ambitious and Balanced, and as a reminder, I am in the middle of forming the September cohort right now. So if any of this resonates with you, I highly recommend that you take me up on the 30-minute consultation call. Check out the website that has all the details in it. That link is in the show notes for you. But with each cohort, I talk with them about time. I talk with them specifically about their thoughts on time, right? And imagine this. So I bring out my flip chart and my easel, right? Yes, I still use those because these are like virtual working sessions. It's sort of like having a whiteboard in front of me, right? And so I ask the group, what are your thoughts on time? And the response that I get across the board from my clients when they start working with me, because I usually do this sort of like brainstorming teaching lesson right in the beginning of the cohort, their thoughts are this: there's never enough time. I'm always behind. There's too much to do and not enough time. I can't get it all done. There's no time for me. No matter what way it's worded, it always feels like it's a lack of time. That's what we experience kind of across the board as working moms. And there's almost this hidden belief that starts to get uncovered as we dive into more of a conversation around this, that where time sort of feels like the magical solution to work-life balance, right? Like if there was just more time to get things done and accomplish more and check more things off the list and spend more time with your kids, that would somehow magically, right, fix a lack of balance that you might feel. But let me ask you this. If you wake up in the morning and the very first thought that you have is, oh, I have so much to do, there's just not enough time, how are you feeling as you start today? For me, just thinking about that, I feel immediately stressed out. Like my heart starts to race. I get a little bit nervous, right? Overwhelm is almost like instantaneous in my body. And yet I know so many of you that are experiencing this, right? From the moment you get up in the morning, it feels like time is against you. But in a balanced life, you have to feel in control of your time, right? Not the other way around. You actually have to feel like you make the choices with how you spend your time. You choose what you do and what you don't do with your time, right? And look, I would love to be able to wave a magic wand and create more hours in your day, but the reality is more hours is not what creates work-life balance. In fact, that's impossible. It's not about creating more time. It's about being more effective with the way you spend your time. When you can make your time more effective, that's when you reclaim it, right? Your time is going to start to feel like you've decided it. That's one of the phrases that I like to use. I like to talk about how a calendar that is full of things that you've chosen to do, things that you want to do, that's a life of balance, right? A calendar that is full of things that you feel obligated to do, things that you have to do, that's a life of imbalance. So I want to talk today in this episode all about reclaiming time and the possibility of doing that, and really how to do that and how I teach this. Women that have worked with me in the Ambitious and Balanced program have come at director level roles, manager roles, managing a team of who knows how many. Some of them have come to me working 50 hours a week, 60 hours a week on the regular. And then by the end of our 3 months, they feel completely different about their time. They're in the same job. They manage the same team. They have the same demands. And yet they've taken back control of their calendar. They have gotten clear on their four essential priorities. They have learned how to calendar them in first and not let anything get in the way of holding to those priorities in just 3 months. Now, of course, plenty of other women are in that program too. There are business owners, there are solopreneurs, there are single moms, there are women that strictly work 40 hours a week. There are all sorts of women in all sorts of contexts, and all of them walk away with a different sense of control over their time. So I want you to take a moment and imagine 3 months from now. So we're talking like November, right? Holidays are approaching. You're in the same job. You have the same circumstances. But rather than waking up with that feeling of overwhelm and rush and feeling behind the moment that you get up and out of bed, instead, you feel calm. You feel in control of how your day's going to go. Instead of getting up and grabbing that cup of coffee so you can wake up and check your email and start the rush of the day and get the kids out the door, you wake up with a smile on your face. You wake up with a sense of inner calm without that voice inside of your head telling you, go, 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 it's time to get going, you got to get going, you're already behind. Instead of rushing your kids out the door, you feel connected to your kids. That way, if they might be having a hard morning, you don't snap at them, but you see them. You're present for their needs. That was sort of like my morning this morning, actually. I woke up, I did about 15 minutes of yoga, I made my tea, I sat down and did a meditation, and then my sleepy son joined me on the couch and he sprawled across my journal, literally like laid on my journal, did not care. His legs taking up the entire sofa, he put a blanket over his head and you could just tell he was going to have a little bit of a crabby morning. But because I had started my morning exactly the way I wanted to, I felt in control of that. And I showed up then with the energy that I wanted to have. I didn't rush through that moment. I felt fully present with his crabbiness. I rubbed his back. I got out a highlights magazine. I started reading to him. We giggled a little bit. We laughed at a few photos. He told me how he wasn't going to go to camp today. And I just listened. And I showed up as the mom I wanted to be because I wasn't trying to rush myself or rush my kids. I wasn't feeling overwhelmed and stressed by other things. I felt in control. Now you might think, man, I don't have that time in the morning and my kids are up super early or whatever your circumstances are. And of course, this kind of schedule might not work for you, but it's not really about being able to do the yoga or the meditation or any of that in the morning. It's about showing up with the mindset and the way that you're thinking about your day and your commitments and your calendar that you feel completely in control of. I remember having a conversation with one of the members in the last cohort who admitted to me that most days of the week, she just logged back on in the evenings and she usually worked a couple of hours over the weekends. And she sort of said it matter-of-factly, right? And she justified it by saying her kids are in college, out of the house. It's just her. So, you know, why not? And so I put it back to her, actually. I said, well, you tell me why not. I mean, what would you do with your time if you didn't default to working most nights and weekends? She thought about it. She's like, take up a hobby, maybe? Probably see more of my friends or connect more of my family on the phone? Get better sleep? She sort of laughed at the thought of it because it didn't even occur to her that she was choosing to spend her time working. Working evenings and weekends just felt like something she had to do, right? She didn't get enough done during the workday. She was behind at work. There just wasn't enough time to get everything done. So she had to work during her off time, right? And it wasn't until she joined this program and she intentionally stopped to think about her decision that it even occurred to her that she could make a different choice. Now, look, I want to be clear. It's okay for you to choose to work your evenings and weekends. I just want it to be a choice, right? I want it to be something you have proactively and intentionally thought about and decided based on your values and your goals and your priorities for that day. For my clients, I tell them you're not allowed to reactively work in the evenings and weekends or during your time off, meaning you don't get to the end of your workday and tell yourself, oh, well, I guess I didn't get enough done today. And so you work late that evening. Because if you continue to operate reactively and choose to work during your off hours when you don't intend to, then your brain never learns how to be more productive during the day. This is one of the concepts that we talk a lot about in the Ambitious and Balanced program, right? Your brain is always just going to think, well, I can work a little bit later today, or I'll just log on for a couple of hours over the weekend and complete that. It's always going to think that's the solution, essentially working more. And that's not what we're about when we're creating sustainable work-life balance. It's always about being proactive with your decisions on how you want to use your time and spend your time. So let's talk for a moment about the process of reclaiming your time and filling your calendar with want-tos instead of have-tos. This is how I teach it inside of my program. It all starts with clarity. You have to know how you want to spend your time, right? Now, in this program, we focus on four essential priorities because over the last 8 years, coaching over 250 working moms and teaching them how to manage their time and create sustainable work-life balance, I have found it really does come down to these four key priorities. And that when you learn how to prioritize these four key priorities, you're going to shift the way you feel about your time and your life, and it's going to feel more balanced, and you'll prioritize the things that matter most. But it always starts with getting clear on what those four priorities are, how specifically you want those priorities to play out in your life. Not when you're feeling overwhelmed and stressed, but it starts with deciding what truly matters most to you in your day. What commitments really matter to you and which ones don't? I remember having a conversation with a client who just loved supporting families with new babies in their family, like new moms, right? With meals and with food. She was a part of lots of food chains and so forth. And it felt so good to her, right? It felt nourishing. It felt like she was kind of living her values by prioritizing being so available and cooking meals for new moms. And I wouldn't argue with that. But I asked this question of her, based on what I knew her priorities to be, what she had stated was most important to her in her family and her work life, I said, is that the best use of your time? And I know it would be truly difficult for her to let that go, but that's the life of being ambitious and balanced. You actually have to say no to really good things. You have to say no to opportunities that you know would be fun for you or would further your career in some way. If you listen to my interview with Sarah Armstrong a couple of months ago, she is a VP at Google. She talked about having to pass up a promotion opportunity because it just wasn't one of her core priorities at that moment. I think her daughter was pretty little at the time. It was so hard for her to do, but she just trusted that another priority was going to come up at the time that she wanted it to come up. And at that point, she would take it. Because that's how it works, generally speaking, right? I live within the belief system that there's endless amount of good opportunities out there for you. There's not a single good opportunity for you. So you're never going to actually miss out, because eventually the right opportunity is going to come at the right time, which means it's okay to say no to good opportunities sometimes, right? So you have to have clarity first around what really matters to you right now in this season, what your core priorities are. Again, in my program, I teach four really specific ones that we focus on, but of course you can have more or different flavors of those four. The second thing you need in order to reclaim your time is you need confidence. Because when you start to say no to really good things and you start putting up boundaries and pushing back, and people start to feel a little bit irritated, a little rubbed the wrong way because you're not prioritizing the things that they think that you should, you have to remain confident in the midst of all of that. You have to know that you know that you know that you are amazing, that you are valuable to your company, that you're a good manager, that you're a great mom. Like, your belief in yourself cannot get shaky in these moments. Otherwise, you're always going to cave in. My client Ranjita, who you're going to hear from in the podcast coming up in a couple of weeks, she said in her final evaluation, she said, "My most significant takeaway from this program has been the restoration of my self-confidence and the time to pause and reflect." So you have to bolster your confidence if you're going to reclaim your time. That's the second thing that you have to do and that you have to work toward if you're going to take back control of your calendar. It's exactly one of the things that we do inside this program. The third step to reclaiming your time and your calendar is to build a toolkit that allows you to feel in control. That's the third C, right? It's clarity, confidence, and control. And this is about actually being able to follow through with the things that you say that you want to follow through with, right? You can't just give lip service to the four priorities or whatever you choose to prioritize, right? You can't just say family time is important, but then stay plugged in and distracted when you're with your family. Or you can't just tell your husband, "Yeah, I promise I'll unplug this weekend," or "I'll unplug on the vacation," but not actually do it. In order to be somebody that follows through and is in control of your follow through, what's required is a really specific mindset where you feel grounded and enough, and you feel like you're doing enough all of the time. And it requires a toolkit to really truly process all of the emotions that come up throughout your day. I find most women carry their emotions around like a heavy backpack, right? When they're feeling overwhelmed, or when they're feeling stressed, or they don't knock it out of the park at their presentation, or they feel behind in some way, they just stuff those emotions around in their backpack and carry it around with them until it really literally feels like you're carrying a boulder around with you all of the time, right? You can't experience a balanced life and carry a massive rock on your shoulders. You just can't do it. You have to learn effective ways to calm your nervous system down throughout the day so that when people want to steal your time away from you and make you believe that their priorities are more important than yours, you can stand your ground. So those are the three steps: clarity, confidence, and then learning the toolkit for control. Now, one of my favorite conversations that I get to have with my clients and that we have within the program, and it's so much fun, is talking about what you would do with the time that you are taking back, right? I know so many of you, and I know there's a lot of you out there that are listening right now that you're like, "Oh my gosh, I don't even know what I would do with my time if I had time," right? "I'm not even sure what I like anymore," right? Because maybe your hobbies or the things that you used to do before kids, you know, don't appeal to you anymore. You don't even know if you'd like them anymore. You've sort of lost all sense of enjoyment and pleasure and fun, and life has just become very monotonous. And so in this program, we actually get to have really fun conversations and make decisions about how you want to explore and how you want to use your time. Dana was on the podcast a few months ago. She was in the last cohort of Ambitious Imbalance, and she talked about how she started going back to concerts again. She loved going to concerts, absolutely loved it, but had not done it since her kids were born, which meant it had been like over 7 years since she attended a concert. But during this program, she booked tickets. I think she went with some friends to a concert that she wanted to go to. And I remember Kathy, who started taking evening strolls just by herself. I can't even remember if she was listening to podcasts, or I think there was one time she even took herself out to dinner and she just let her husband handle the young kids. And it was so rejuvenating to just give space for herself. And Erica, you've also heard her on this podcast. She picked up reading again. She found that she would actually just choose to like read a book for 20 or 30 minutes before her kids got home. And that really filled her cup. Isn't that fun to think about? It doesn't have to feel overwhelming. We'll explore your interests together. But when you actually reclaim your time, you get to reclaim hobbies and the things that bring you joy and interest you. I just love that. At the heart of work-life balance is feeling in control of your time, feeling like your schedule is filled with want-tos, filled with things that bring joy, laughter, fun. When you join Ambitious and Balanced, I'm going to walk you through the process of thinking about your time differently, allowing for space for things that matter most to you, your family, a good book, a concert, your marriage, your priorities. If you're ready to take back control of your time, join me for the next Ambitious and Balanced cohort. I only take 10 women and several spots have already been filled. And once they're filled and that's it. This is the last cohort of the year. And I'm sending out the virtual classroom materials on August 18th. We start meeting weekly in mid-September. We meet for 3 months. And I guarantee that at the end of this time, you will start calendaring time for yourself. You're going to feel way more present with your kids. You'll make time and space for your marriage, and you'll learn how to stay just as productive and successful at work. The investment is $2,000. There are payment plans available. If you're ready to reclaim your time, then you can go to www.RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com/ambitious and balanced. And of course, you can get all of that information in the show notes. Working moms, let's stop surviving and take back control of your time, your calendar, and your priorities. Until next week, let's get to it. Before you go, I've got something special because it's my birthday. For a limited time, I'm offering a break free from stress strategy call for only $7. This 30-minute session is designed to help you uncover the mindset that's keeping you overwhelmed and stuck, and give you one powerful personalized shift to start feeling better fast. It all starts with a short quiz to identify the mindset type. You'll get a custom breakdown of what's blocking your balance, and then we'll dive deep into it together during our one-on-one strategy call. This is for working moms who are tired of holding it all together and are really ready for something to change. But this birthday gift won't last long. Calls are only available to book up till my birthday, August 7th, and spots are limited. So head to the show notes, grab the link to get started. You don't need more time, you just need a new way of thinking. And let's uncover that together.